Part 1. Monsters, Demons, Creatures, and Oddities. It laid its hands on my shoulders, still staring at me from across the lake. Frozen in terror, I watched the head emerge from the cave's mouth, rolling towards the forest to greet its returning body. "You can trust me," whispered the voice of my childhood best friend from deep within the bathtub's drain. As I looked out over the field to check on the brewing storm, I caught one of the scarecrows falling off its perch, blaming strong winds until it began walking towards me. I could tell it was looking at me, even though there wasn't a single eye in its heads. The elongated figure was still clutching the knife, still right behind me, still reminding me that I couldn't outrun my own shadow. The man continued running his fingers up and down the balloon, producing a sharp squeaking sound that would have been annoying rather than terrifying, had the balloon not been sitting where his head should have been. I had written off the stranger at my door as a mere salesman, but I understood he likely wasn't a man at all when he opened his briefcase and removed an itemized list of every secret I ever had. I narrowly escaped the beast, its countless claws scratching at the door I just barely shut. But I breathed a sigh of relief, turned around, and discovered there were more of them. All my friends knew I slept during the day because I worked the night shift, which was easier than explaining that I'd been given a curfew by the thing in my closet. The towering abomination lurched towards me, its filthy feet leaving a trail of footsteps on both the floor and the ceiling. "Please don't do this," the creature repeated, still mimicking my screams. Only this time, it finally had my voice right and tossed me effortlessly into the grave it had dug. I lay on my back atop the spongy red cushion, trembling in the darkness at the fact that the roof above my head belonged to a mouth. The locked window kept the crooked, emaciated thing at bay, but unfortunately for me, its shadow was still free to enter. The moment her sparkling emerald eyes met mine, I was frozen in place, transfixed by the realization that everything below my waist had already turned to stone. I felt the warm, sensual touch of a tongue licking its way at my neck, which I might have enjoyed had it been attached to a person. I entered the room to find it standing in the corner, and I was still trying to figure out where the top half of it had gone when the door closed behind me. The last strip of my scalp peeled away and dropped to the floor before me, and just as I began thinking the worst of the torture was over, the claw pushed my head down and whispered,